the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, it's me. I was wondering what you guys, how you guys stood on skateboarding. Like, have you ever seen those bumper stickers?
I stand very wobbly on a skateboard.
No, I mean, how do you, what is your, because you've seen those bumper stickers.
Skateboarding is not a crime.
Yeah, this, and it's not.
I'll tell you, Trevor, I could get in a lot of trouble for telling you this, but I'm going to tell it to you anyway. At the Chris and Rob Show, we advocate defacing signs and signage that says skateboarding not allowed, no skateboarding or rollerblading, or any other public sign like that. Unless it's at a retirement community.
But, yes, why would it even be considered a crime?
I'll tell you, there's a shopping mall over in Norwood. There's another one in Hyde Park I've seen. They're all over town, and they got signs. Signs that say, no skateboarding, skateboarding not allowed, penalties for skateboarding, ordinance number A36079B, you know?
Mm.
Go ahead and... you know, put a skateboard sticker right on that sign so no one can read it.
Well, then they'll start saying, well, hacking's a crime, you know, kicking hacks a crime. Then they'll
hacking,
start saying...
you mean hacky sacks?
Yeah, and then they'll start saying, you
kicking
know...
kicking a hacky sack is a crime, but that's a whole other topic.
Well, and then they'll start saying, you know, walking your dog's a crime, can't walk your dog on the sidewalk.
Well, you gotta clean up after your dog,
well,
you
yeah.
know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been
You don't
stopped...
disagree with that, do you?
Oh, no.
You ever step in the
Well,
dude?
You know, to me, with this whole skateboarding thing... if you want to skateboard right by me and scare the crap out of me as you go real fast, I have every right to clothesline you.
Yeah.
And then jump on your chest and pull your teeth out with a pair of pliers. And you have no legal recourse against me.
Right. I agree with that, but I don't agree that, you know, any local, federal, local, or municipal government has the right to tell you where you can and cannot skateboard.
Well, that's just the thing. I think there's a difference between responsible... you know, skating and irresponsible. I mean,
yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
It's like
I'm
anything else.
Skater.
Some people are responsible drinkers, and other people go out and get 5 DUIs, like, what's this guy's name? Charles Jodry of Milford. He got like 5 DUIs, or no, 12 DUIs. Now he's in jail. They can put you in jail if you get 12 DUIs. Well, I say if you hit a couple old ladies on your skateboard, yeah, they should haul your ass off to jail. But as long as you're a safe and responsible skateboarder, go ahead, skate all you want. It beats doing drugs, it beats beating up people, and it beats robbing carryouts.
Yeah.
It's a good way to pass your time when a lot of youth might be turning to, you know, crime
well, see,
or something.
Well, because a lot of my friends skate, and I'm infatuated. I can't, I mean, I can, I haven't, you know, ever tried to really skate, but, I mean, it's almost entertainment, you know?
Oh, well, there's nothing more entertaining than watching some guy in a toque and baggy pants rack his nuts as he tries some idiotic trick on a skateboard. That is very entertaining. Some
right.
dude with the biker chain wallet and his pants halfway down his ass.
I know, but
trying
I mean,
to do some kind of wild trick going down the steps. And he's, oh my, oh no, he landed with his legs right across the bar. That had to hurt. That's entertainment.
I do think that all these bumper stickers that say skateboarding is not a crime, I'm all for it. But I think underneath it, they should say, skate responsibly.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about smoking pot.
Yeah.
Anything else, Trevor?
No.
This is really
kinda,
sticking in your craw, isn't it?
No, yeah.
You're really worked up.
No, I was kind of...
Write a letter to the editor. Why don't you do that?
I tuned in late to the
fire it up, Trevor.
300,
yeah, come on, Trevor. Do something about it.
About what?
About the skateboarding debacle. Write a letter to the newspaper.
I don't think it's... That's just the thing. I mean, it's not a crime, you know? I mean...
But it is. It's been criminalized by, you know, local municipalities who are ignorant to the fact that if kids aren't skateboarding,
okay,
they might be robbing old people.
I have a question for you, Trevor.
This ought to be good.
Do you know anyone who's been arrested for skateboarding that
no.
didn't, like, knock over somebody
no.
or didn't break any property?
No, but the
they,
thing
they
is...
They just get ran off, right?
Well, see, the thing is, it's like, if you're on the street just hanging out, you know, kicking hacks, skating, you know, smoking a cigarette, you're immediately labeled as being some kind of, you know, nobody, wannabe punk, you know? And that's not true.
No, you can hang out in front of your house and do that, but you go hang out in front of somebody's business, they're going to run
well,
you off.
Yeah.
It's always been that way. It's been that way since people have had storefronts. In the 1700s, if you went and opened up a trading fur post in sunny, romantic Montreal, Canada, and you had some punk stand in front of your store chewing on whale blubber,
but it,
giving each other tattoos, you're going to run them off because they're scaring off all the honest fur traders.
Isn't that what makes it wrong? Is you know, putting a law and forcing it to make it wrong? I mean, isn't that what makes it wrong? Is saying, well, it's wrong. There's going to be a law against this, and you know, isn't that what makes it wrong? Or is it, you know, just ignorance and you know, people not knowing and just, you know, well, I think this is wrong. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make something of it.
No, here's the deal, Trev. Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to explain it to you.
Here's the deal, Trevor.
Young people in mass numbers scare old people. Old people have the money. Old people make the rules. The young people can cry and scream about right and wrong all they want, but the rich old dude who owns the store, who sells products to other old dudes with money, are going to make laws that keep young poor kids who don't buy anything away from their store so they don't scare off all the old people who want to come spend their money, because old people vote and old people go to council meetings and old people go to zoning commission meetings, yeah. And young people don't do any of those things. That's why old dudes make the rules and young guys are forced to call late night talk shows and maybe write a letter to the Inquirer.
You should vote, Trevor.
It's just, it's but see, that's just the thing. It works. I used to hang out on the street, you know, not a lot, you know, and I'm as much of a consumer kicking hack as I would be if I was in a three-piece suit walking in to buy, you know, a coat, you know. I don't know.
No, you're not. If you're standing out in front of Thriftway and Norwood kicking hack, and after a while you go in and you buy a pack of cigarettes, you're not as much of a consumer as the middle-aged house frau who comes up in the minivan and buys groceries for six. Who's more important to Thriftway? You, who buys one pack of cigarettes and maybe a Charleston Chew, or the old house frau who you're scaring who buys groceries for six in the minivan?
Well, I'm less important, I know, but yeah. I mean, it's still, I don't know. I just think labels are wrong, I guess. I don't know.
Thanks for your call, Trevor.
Uh-huh.
Tell all your friends. Trevor, it's going to be all right. You know it's going to be all right. This is the Chris and Rob Show. It's quarter after 11, WAIF. Hello, we're going to go to the phones. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Matic.
Yo, what's up?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I was calling because I feel Trevor and I feel where he's coming from. A hip-hop connoisseur or what have you. And I used to like to stand out in front of BW3s on Short Vine and beatbox and rhyme with a group of other guys. And not only did we scare people because we were young, but also we were black doing that radical music. And you know, and a crowd of people would gather. So that would create a problem. But the thing that I was able to see in hearing Trevor talk was, and listening and visualizing the situation in my head, is that some of the reasons why it may have been inappropriate or the people did not want it to happen out in Norwood and a Short Vine is because not only are there pedestrians walking up and down the sidewalk and that would maybe interfere with some of the skaters, but also like in the parking lot of Norwood there are cars and people that have to travel to and fro and whatnot, and it may not be that much of a problem really. I mean, skaters can move out of the way for the most part and cars can pause when they see skaters coming and pedestrians can walk on the other part of the sidewalk, but the whole point to the business owners is we are not running a skateboard arena or we're not running a sidewalk for you to stand here and beatbox and rhyme on. We're trying to run a business, and profitability, regardless if the people are old or young, the profit is the first and foremost important thing, and everything else is like irrelevant to them, and therefore then that calls us to make some other to raise some other questions as people who like to skate and people who like to stand out and rhyme and beatbox and not really hurting anybody. We mean well and we're living out our culture or whatever. But the thing is, okay, if you don't want us to do this here, where can we do it?
Well, you know, Maddox, there's folks that go down to the, you know, when there's a Reds game and play their saxophone or
right.
or guitar, put out their hat, try to make a few extra bucks.
Right.
And I don't have a problem with that either. I'm always going to stick up for somebody who wants to do his own thing as long as it doesn't infringe on the rights and comfortability of somebody else.
Right.
I've never seen how riding your skateboard at Surrey Square Mall or, as you say, you know, laying down a little bit of rhyme on Short Vine is going to be a problem. I think that's a good thing. I think it builds a little community awareness. It's fun for you to do, and it
right.
it keeps people...
But it's not making any money for the people who are trying to make money.
Well, and maybe it is. Maybe if you're out in front of BW3 and a bunch of folks congregate to hear Archie play harmonica, they might get a little hungry and go in and have some barbecue chicken wings,
right,
if you know what
I'm saying.
But, of
course, you know they don't see it that way. They see it as in, well, there may be a fringe few people. First of all, they don't look at it as open-mindedly and positive as you do.
Well, I think a lot of people look at it and say either there's a bunch of young black men or there's a bunch of kids with baggy pants out
right.
in front of my, you know, business
right.
or my store or whatever, and they're going to come in and case the joint.
So,
but that's generally not the case.
What our responsibility is to do, one of the things you said, vote, of course, but the more immediate thing is our dollar. And one thing that I saw that was beautiful was the Short Vine scene and how the police came and started blocking it off because some of the businesses or somebody was complaining about the people who would congregate up on Short Vine.
And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Right. And the thing that I saw that happened was that people just was like, look, I'm not going to deal with these cops. I'll just go somewhere else. So then the businesses started complaining, like, wait a minute, there's nobody up here. Our businesses are failing.
I haven't been on Short Vine on Sunday night in a few weeks, but are they still congregating?
No, there's nothing going on
now.
There's
nothing going on now, but what I'm saying is, like, months back when that was going on in the summer, the cops got so bad that nobody wanted to be up there. Nobody wanted to face these asinine police officers.
The cops were the problem, not the folks that were congregating in
right.
front of BW3.
So then, I mean, there were some wild people up there from time to time. But
I'll tell you something else, Maddox. There was a Sunday night over the summer. I had a little bit of business to do on Short Vine, and
mm-hmm.
it was legitimate business. I was up there,
right.
and I asked a police officer if I could park my car.
And they said no.
No, no, no. He said yes, and you know why? I think it was because I'm white. And he let me park my car up there in front of the laundromat. Meanwhile, there were a bunch of other folks who were black who wanted to just do the same thing I was doing. Maybe they wanted chicken wings. Maybe they wanted to go in a record store. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever they wanted to do, the cops weren't letting them do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was wrong.
Well, we have to. We
you
have
still
to
parked there, didn't you, though?
Oh, of course I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay, good. You didn't feel that bad
of
about
I,
it.
We have to do things.
Well, I don't
like,
want to get arrested either. I thought about running the cop over. But at the same time, that wouldn't be the right thing to do either, I don't think.
We have to do things like taking some time not to follow the latest trends. And save some money from the cigarettes we buy and the little our little fetishes and habits. Save the money and buy our own places, and you know, or if in our backyard, whatever we have to do. Like back in the day when a lot of cats couldn't play, believe it or not, jazz, bebop, the hard music was actually at one time not mainstream, and people were getting like kicked out of clubs and they couldn't play just because mainstream society didn't like the music. They started having house parties and they started having jazz sets in people's houses. We have to go back to those type of simple underground things and stop letting, like, you know, stop succumbing so easily to mainstream corporate America, because you know that's where a lot of our entrapments are, is standing around like waiting for somebody to approve and okay what we're doing, you know. So I don't want to tie up the line, let somebody else call.
Keep hope alive, Maddox.
All right.
Lighter.
Peace.
WAIF. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. If you got something you want to talk about, give us a jingle. You're talking about the cops.